The largest city in western Massachusetts is offering a financial lifeline to small businesses suffering from the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. The city of Springfield has set aside $500,000 to provide grants to small businesses. It's the second round of a business assistance program called Prime the Pump that saw overwhelming initial demand. While the first round was restricted to restaurants, this time grants up to $15,000 are being offered to businesses of all kinds that agree to retain employees. Applications are available for download from the city's website and are due at 3 o'clock this Thursday, April 16th. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city wants to get the money to businesses as soon as possible.
These are grants now, unlike the feds and the state, which are low-interest loans, which if you do follow some of the requirements, you might not have to pay everything back, but these are grants.
The program was set up using federal community development block grant funds as a way to help small businesses bridge the current economic downturn, according to Tim Sheehan, Springfield's chief economic official.
I think it's important to note that the intent of these grants is ultimately to allow these businesses to become, to remain sustainable until such time as the federal funding can actually be employed by them.
Earlier, the city gave a total of $220,000 to 30 restaurants. Almost 80 restaurants applied for funds. The recipients of the money preserved a total of 30 jobs, according to Sheehan.
We were very pleased to see the ethnic and geographic diversity of those awards.
The city is also delaying payment due dates for real estate and personal property taxes and for other business-specific fees. While offering a helping hand to small business owners, Sarno has also issued a warning to some that may be trying to circumvent the current shutdown orders.
And if I hear any pouring establishments that are trying to be clandestine or a speakeasy, don't do it.
Sarno warned bars caught surreptitiously serving people during the pandemic are putting their alcoholic beverage licenses at risk. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.